I'm Michelle McCall-Wallace. I'm the gallery director for the Gudietny Gallery here on campus. I teach gallery museum practices.
You said the name of this gallery is Gudietny. Does that have a specific meaning?
Yes, it's a Wiat word. It means way up, looking back. It's the word that describes the geographical location where we are right now. This gallery is built on Wiat land, and in the Wiat language, this place is called Gudietny. But I think for the gallery and the board that I work with, when we were looking for names and asked the tribe for names, we felt it was very appropriate that we would be a place where we are way up and looking back at the same time as a gallery, and that was our operations and our goal to do that.
Wow, beautiful metaphor. So what could you say about the idea of having a specific Native American art gallery?
The sort of impetus for the gallery predates me in the process of being involved with it. But in 2010, I think it was, the art department, the Gallery Museum Practices Program, took over the gallery so that we could bring our expertise in terms of handling artwork and displaying artwork that we were already utilizing in another gallery on campus and bring that to this gallery. But at the same time, bring an experience to the students in terms of putting together a different type of exhibit, dealing with other issues like cultural protocols for handling and things like that, and sort of expand their knowledge in a different way through the process of this gallery.
Yeah, because it is very specific to various tribes, what goes on with certain pieces of work, no?
Certainly, with a lot of traditional work and a lot of regalia work, there are specific handling requirements, but it's also a contemporary gallery, so it's stepping over that into contemporary art as well. So I think it provides a great opportunity for the students and for them to have a whole different way of looking at art than they might just in the one contemporary gallery.
Do you know if many universities have a gallery that's dedicated to Native artists?
There are a few that have dedicated Native galleries. I think in the CSU system, we may be the only one dedicated to contemporary Native American art. A lot of them are also within history departments or anthropology departments. And for us, you know, this is rooted in the art department. So, you know, it's the traditional arts, but traditional arts are still being made today, which makes them contemporary at the same time.
Right, that is very special to transcend the historical and anthropological exploration of Native.
Yes, but not to lose that. An understanding of that history and of that tradition and of those practices and methods and production, all of that speaks to work that's being done today. Even with the very contemporary work we have on display right now, it is still rooted in an understanding and looking at the way Native Americans and Native American art has been looked at in the past.
Through a given academic year, how many shows go up in this gallery?
We do typically about 4 shows a year. It depends. And they range. We just had a show about the Klamath River and Stories of the River, which also featured oral histories as part of the Klamath Connection here on campus. Wendy Redstar, with her contemporary work and her installations, is speaking to the practice of museums and what museums do, but also photography and mixed media work. So it's a whole variety. But typically we have about 4 exhibits a year.
Okay. What do you think in terms of the future for this particular gallery featuring Native artists? Will it continue in perpetuity? Do you see this being a strong part of what Humboldt State University is offering?
I do. I think that this gallery, partly because of the way it was formed and who operates it, I have a board that consists of both Native members in the community, Native members from campus, as well as members from the art department and the humanities, you know, who really want to see a diverse group of work shown in here with a lot of different ideas, and so that we can sort of share and look at all of those here on campus. And so, yes, I do think that it's strong. It hasn't been here very long. We've had some great exhibits in a wide range of topics, and I just think that will continue to grow. It is an opportunity to sort of become that regional center for Native American art.
Beautiful. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.